Hey, welcome back to Chew the Bible. It's your good friend Aaron. Hope everyone is having an amazing day. Or had an amazing day. It's just morning time over here. You boys exhausted. Driving all night. Stories on stories on stories. But I won't share them on here. They will be on Invisiboy pretty soon whenever I decide to finally fire up that other podcast. All right, Leviticus 18. Here we go. KJV. Marriage. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do, and after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do, neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him, to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Interesting, because Noah's son, Ham, was the one that revealed his father's nakedness to his brothers Shem and Japheth. Ham was cursed for that. Verse 7, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Verse 8, the nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister, she is thy father's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. For they are her near kinswomen, it is wickedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. Also thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness, as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy holy God, of thy God. I am the Lord. Moloch, that was the one they used to sacrifice babies to. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. This is a scripture about homosexuality. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself wherewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down, thereto it is confusion. It was interesting. I had a conversation with a passenger. I didn't go that deep with her with the whole Harrison Buckner, whatever his name is, kicker for the Chiefs, and the stuff that he said. I basically said to her, like, I brought up this guy, Chris Broussard, who said, he just pointed out the fact that the LGBTQ community, like, is very intolerant. Like, they want everybody to be tolerant of them, but they're very intolerant of anybody that doesn't have the same views as them. And then her response was like, yeah, but still you have to be, like, I guess, she wanted him to be more tactful and PC about, like, what he said, I guess. And the thing is, nobody is tactful in PC. I could always say that what you're saying is not said correctly or using the correct terminology and all these things. I don't know. To at the end of the day, when it comes to this conversation of homosexuality, and I've heard it said multiple times, like even my pastors, it's like you can't choose who you love and all that. I didn't really go that deep in there, but the thing about, like, if it was meant, this goes deep. If it was meant for a man to be with a man, then God would have made the anatomies work, and you wouldn't need all these, like, special things like PrEP to prevent you from getting HIV. And all, like, if I sleep around with a bunch of different women, if God meant for me to be promiscuous, then there would be no venereal diseases. Like, there's some things that are just, like, built into our sin. Like, consequences, negative consequences built into the sin. But there's so much more I can say about this topic, but at the end of the day, my trump card is always Sodom and Gomorrah. Just go read that story. It was doing some wild stuff. So wild that God rained fire from heaven. Isn't that interesting that we just had a bunch of, like, fire rain from the sun? What do they call that? What do they call that? The whole solar storms that happen? Solar flares? I wonder if that's what happened when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Solar flares. Anyway, defile not ye. I was reading some stuff about how if it got really bad, they could destroy all of our satellite systems and, like, yeah, really jack up everything. Like, basically the whole world was shut down. You wouldn't be able to access your bank account, phone systems. It almost feels like God is like, all right, y'all, keep on being like Tower of Babel and Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a wild time. I'm just going to keep reading. Verse 24, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you, and the land is defiled. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations. Neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you, for all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled, and the land spewed not you out also, when ye defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Ouch. Therefore shall ye keep mine ordinance, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. My counselor has been encouraging me to read Psalm 91 and 51 every day, so doesn't hurt to do it on the pod real quick. Let's go. Let's do Psalm 51 first. Psalm 51, KJV, to the chief musician, the Psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba, or slept with Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall wither than be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God. Thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Beautiful. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. All right, y'all. Until next time. Holla. Please pray that your boy can fall asleep over here.
Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23. For the wages or the cost of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated or showed His love toward us, in that while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10:9-10. If we will confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with our hearts we believe we are now in right standing with God, and with our mouth we confess that we are now saved. Romans 10:13. For whosoever, anybody, everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. So if you would like to be saved today, you can simply say, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sin deserves to be punished. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for me and rose from the grave. I want to turn from my sin and trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life I can now have through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty precious name I pray. Amen.